There was a brief pause.
Oh?
In other words, Luke amplified, a Jedi can't get so caught up in matters of galactic importance that it interferes with his concern for individual people. He looked at 3PO and smiled. Or for individual droids.
Oh, I see, sir.
3PO cocked his head toward Luke's cup.
Forgive me, sir, but may I ask what that is that you're drinking?
This? Luke glanced down at his cup. It's just something Lando taught me how to make a while back.
Lando?
3PO echoed, and there was no missing the disapproval in his voice. Program politeness or not, the droid had never really much cared for Lando, which wasn't very surprising, given the circumstances of their first meeting. Yes, but in spite of such a shady origin, it's really quite good, Luke told him. It's called hot chocolate.
Oh, I see.
The droid straightened up.
Well then, sir, if you are indeed all right, I expect I shall be on my way.
Sure. By the way, what made you come up here in the first place?
Princess Leia sent me, of course,
3PO answered, clearly surprised that Luke would have to ask.
She said you were in some kind of distress.
Luke smiled and shook his head. Leave it to Leia to find a way to cheer him up when he needed it. Show off, he murmured.
I beg your pardon, sir.
Luke waved a hand. Leia's showing off her new Jedi skills, that's all. Proving that even in the middle of the night she can pick up on my mood. 3PO's head tilted.
She really did seem concerned about you, sir.
I know, Luke said. I'm just joking.
Oh.
3PO seemed to think about that.
Shall I tell her you're all right, then?
Sure, Luke nodded. And while you're down there, tell her that she should quit worrying about me and get herself back to sleep. Those bouts of morning sickness she still gets are bad enough when she isn't worn out tired.
I'll deliver the message, sir.
And, Luke added quietly, tell her I love her.
Yes, sir. Good night, Master Luke.
Good night, 3PO. He watched the droid go, a fresh flow of depression threatening again to drag him down. 3PO wouldn't understand, of course. No one on the Provisional Council had understood either. But for Leia, just over 3 months pregnant, to be spending the bulk of her time here, he shivered, and not from the cool night air.
This place is strong with the dark side.
Yoda had said that of the cave on Dagobah, the cave where Luke had gone on to fight a lightsaber duel with a Darth Vader who had turned out to be Luke himself. For weeks afterward, the memory of the sheer power and presence of the dark side had haunted his thoughts. Only much later had he finally realized that Yoda's primary reason for the exercise had been to show him how far he still had to go.